Yeah, doing good. Friday's a nice, relaxing day for us. Well, it'll be good. Go home, get ready, and head out.
Can you give us a sense of the total kind of team mood right now?
Yeah, we're in good frame of mind. Fridays are relaxing days for our bodies physically. We don't practice. We do kind of a regen program. Kind of get our bodies back. It's a very heavy mental day. So that's kind of where we're at. Everybody's finishing up and getting ready to take off.
Aaron, a long flight and a time zone change. I'm just curious, are there some things that you can do nutrition-wise or other than just hydration to kind of keep the body in a tip-top shape?
Yeah, we've tried some of those over the years. And we hired Adam this year to help with some of the nutrition stuff. He's done a great job. Mark Levant, our strength coach, has done a great job of giving us some ideas for the trips. Mike Ayers has chimed in at times during his speeches about ideas for the long trips and the dry air on the flights and the hotels and whatnot. But ultimately, it just comes down to being hydrated and getting your body and your mind ready to play.
It was interesting that you said that you didn't think you were. It's a calf question, sorry, but that you didn't think you were playing your way through the game a couple of days ago. That you weren't feeling your way out.
Right.
Is that because you've dealt with those left side body issues for so long? Is it the 10 years within the league? Is it that it wasn't your throwing arm? I mean, what's the reason that you didn't feel like you were working your way through that?
Well, it was painful the entire game. You know, it was just something that I knew I was going to have to deal with in during the week and in the warm-ups. Nothing really loosened up. It's just dealing with the pain management, and being smart about it.
In what ways has your preparation changed this week with having to leave the day early?
It hasn't changed, I don't think, for anybody. It's, same time we've reported, same schedule. Tomorrow we'll practice somewhere, and it'll be very similar.
Aaron, early in that game in Seattle, it looked like you had something in your ear holes of your helmet or something that was also yellow and blended in, and then that later in the game they weren't there. Were you trying to block out the noise, or what were those things?
Early in the game?
In Seattle, the first one.
Yeah, there might have been sometimes they put some things in there to try and block out the noise. I never really felt like those worked very well. So if they were in there, I'm sure I took them out as soon as I realized they were in there.
The Seahawks said they weren't buying your leg issue. What are the major comments like that from their call?
Well, I think between them and Adam Schefter, I don't really know if I need to say anything about my calf. There's all the updates you need.
Aaron, constant pain? Is it worse? There's an explosive movement.
There weren't a lot of explosive movements last week, so.
The one against Detroit was an explosive step that knocked you down.
It was an attempt at it. Yes, yeah, good point. We'll see how it feels Sunday. I mean, it's been something that I've dealt with for the past couple of weeks. It's painful. It's there's stiffness involved. There's constant round the clock treatment. So. Just hopefully it feels pretty good Sunday.
You mentioned the team's frame of mind earlier. It's not just today, but throughout the entire week, have you gotten the feeling with your finger on the pulse of your guys that it's been a loose group, like not unfocused loose, but like confident loose? And does that contrast at all to the way maybe Coach McCarthy or other folks were before the first game against these guys?
Well, I'd have to really test my memory there. I'm not, I can't remember exactly how everybody was the first week, but we were confident the first week, and it's been a loose and confident bunch this week. And that's kind of how we've been. I mean, it's a tight-knit group. We're excited to still be playing, excited about the opportunity in front of us. A lot of guys weren't a part of that run in 2010, so don't really know how special it is. And they want to taste, that. So it's a fun time of the year to still be playing. And I'm excited about our guys, excited about the focus that we've had this week, and everybody knows the test in front of us and what lies after that if we can come away with the win.
Hey, Aaron, just with T.J. Lang, what ways have you seen him kind of grow as a leader during your 5 years with him?
I'd say the last couple of years especially. Maybe 2 years ago he started being a little bit more vocal, and then last year it was kind of it became very natural for him to speak in front of the team, whether it's before the game or before practice. Or during the week in a meeting, or a walkthrough. TJ has really stepped up. Him and Josh especially have become great leaders for us, vocal leaders, guys who are respected by the teammates. And I think once you really feel that respect from your teammates, that gives you a lot of confidence to be able to say things in front of a group. And those guys have really made the most of those opportunities.
Do you think you're going to say something? You know, you've said before you're not into speeches just for the sake of speeches and the whole rah-rah, but I think of the NFC Championship and I think of Charles Woodson after in Chicago, and some of those speeches are kind of lasting. Is that part of your leadership, or is yours kind of throughout the week and what you say to guys in meeting rooms or in the locker room?
Yeah, I'm not a big rah-rah guy. It's more during the week stuff. I talk to the team during the week. Talk to the offensive skill guys before the game, and we have constant conversations. President Obama did us a little favor the last time around, giving us some, giving Charles some opportunity to say some words after we won the game. And Charles had a great run of giving us pregame speeches. That was his personality. That was in his DNA. He was incredibly gifted at making the big moments seem small for the guys, and also giving them things to think about. And I always appreciate his leadership in that way. Mine is, I'm just not a big rah-rah guy. I just kind of pick and choose my spots and bring the passion on the field when I need to.
You talked about the opportunity a minute ago. There's been a lot of quarterbacks who have won one, but not a lot of quarterbacks have won two. I mean, you're not thinking about it now, but is that something that crosses your mind, whether it's this week or someday in April or whenever?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. You know, something you think about in the off season, especially when you think about when I entered this season, thinking about half of my career potentially being done, and liking to play another nine years, you'd like to win a couple more, because that's when you really kind of cement your legacy and do something really special. And you look at some of the stuff we've done this fall, re-signing Ted, re-signing Mike. It's set up to really do something special. The three of us working the majority of our careers together, and it'd be great to add a couple more trophies.
Not bad for a kid from Pleasant Valley High School and Butte College, huh?
Yeah, got to represent both of them today.
Do you ever allow yourself to think about how far you've come from those two places?
I do. I think you have to remember where you came from in order to keep some of that humility that you like to keep. I had great experiences in high school competing and going to class, and Butte College was a special year for me. I learned a lot from my coaches, from my fellow classmates in those classes, from my teachers, and most importantly from my teammates, especially some of the older ones who I got to play with. And look at that year as a really vital year for my success.
They're in a Seahawks team that's been 25-2 in the past 3 years at home. You guys 4-4 this year. How perfectly do you guys have to play? How well do you guys have to play to beat this team on their home field?
Yeah, you got to play really well. You got to take care of the football. You got to play great defense. You got to complete passes. You got to move the chains. You got to score touchdowns in the red zone. But it's no different than any road game against a good football team. And we've played a lot of them this year. We've had our ups and downs. We've won some close games. We've lost some close games. But we've competed all the way. And we expect nothing less of our guys. We're going to go in there confident and knowing we got to execute the right way, but feeling confident we can do that.
As you've looked at their defense more, seen week one, seen what they've done recently, especially the past almost 2 months now, are there even holes to attempt to exploit, or is it just your best has to, you expect their best, your best has to be better than their best? I mean, how at a point there do you pick apart a defense that finishes tops in most of the key categories?
Well, you execute. You focus on the little things. You pick some plays you really like that you feel confident with, and you run those and you make them work.
Jim Warburner,
how big a factor is there speed on defense, and is that something you can simulate at all, or is all that kind of overblown?
Well, I don't know if you can simulate as fast as those guys are. You try and get the looks in practice, and you balance it. You balance the looks in practice with studying your plan and with studying the film, and then trusting your preparation when you get out there. You know, we've played in that environment before. We won a couple games up there before over the years, and we've got to go up there with a lot of confidence, thinking we can do it again.
Aaron, you mentioned Charles as being the guy who kind of fired up the team in the last run.
Focused the team, yeah. He wasn't a big rah-rah guy either, but he had a great ability to get the guys to focus.
Is there somebody now that has kind of filled that role?
TJ Lang is a guy who can do that, for sure. We've had some good speeches. Morgan gave a speech. Jordy gave a speech. Randall. I think it's Julius' turn this week, so should be good. Got to give him some extra time. Last time he went over by a couple minutes.